It was an end of an era Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium as Mychel Miller sang the national anthem before a Ravens game for the last time. And welcome back to One Winning Drive, everybody. It all started in August of 1996 when Morgan State's marching band was asked to perform at their first Ravens game at Memorial Stadium. In the weeks leading up to the game, someone had asked the band director if he knew anyone who could sing the national anthem. He did. And for the last 18 years, Mychel Miller has been a fixture before every Ravens game.
Just about time to go out into this wintry mix and lift up my voice to sing the Star Spangled Banner. And wow, 18 years. Good. Why am I not warming up? Well, I am actually already warm. I'm leaving two services of singing from singing at my church.
I'm withholding nothing. Come on, everybody, say I surrender all. Say surrender.
I just always had a love for singing. I've had a love for music. I used to sing a lot around the house and in church. You know, I always loved choir singing, love to hear soloists stand up and do their thing. I would listen to songs on the radio and attempt to harmonize with whoever was singing, not realizing that I was actually being prepared, you know, for a singing career myself. It gave them great joy knowing, hey, our minister of music or Reverend Miller, he sings down at the Ravens game. And many of them have attended games, and they let me know that they have been there and whether it was good or bad. but very supportive, very supportive.
Join Baltimore's own Mychel Miller in the singing of our national anthem.
One day I got a call from the Ravens organization. My name had been submitted by Mr. Melvin Miles, who is the band teacher at the Morgan State University, and I had just graduated in 1995. If you search the history, you'll find out that Morgan's band played for the very first home game. So I guess in their exchange of conversation, they asked him, do you know of anybody that can sing the anthem? And he gave them my name. And it was said that they had over 200 tapes that they didn't feel like listening to at the time. So I was supposed to sing just for the first game. And I understand that it was Art Modell who felt like, hey, let this guy sing for all the games. And from then on, it's been history.
Thank you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Mychel's become iconic, you know, to Ravens football. And I don't want to say we take it for granted, but we have a certain expectation here now for the national anthem. And it does become a part of who we are, you know, and a part of what you expect. I have a chance now. Allison stands next to me at some of the home games. She's old enough now to do that, and we've kind of shared that together, you know. And it's his voice and his rendition and the power of it and the spirituality of it almost, you know. It just kind of resonates with our fans. You can tell when they say the O the way they do.
I remember the days when I began singing. I was wondering, why are they doing that? And you know, that's their, this, it is the fans' way of participating and showing their love not only for football, but also their patriotism. I don't have a problem with it. As a matter of fact, it helps me, because by the time I've sang these long lines and so forth, I'm looking forward to a break.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say
I've been a blessed individual. I have 24 years of memory here. It's been a journey. I've had some rough days attempting to balance all of this, but in the end, even today, I understand that it has been, for me, preparation to do greater things. I'm really going to miss this town, but I'm taking with me some memories that will give my future hope.
Woo. And we hope for the best in your future as well, Mai Hsiao. When we come back, Q and I will break down the game on Sunday and what needs to happen for the Ravens to get into the postseason for a sixth straight year. Stay with us.